USA Radio News.
Pennsylvania's hotly contested U.S. Senate Republican primary race between Mehmet Oz and David McCormick could be decided by a significant number of unscanned Lancaster County mail-in ballots. Lancaster County officials said an estimated two-thirds of 21,000 mail-in ballots received could not be scanned due to a printing error. Meanwhile, that race could be headed toward a recount. New Department of Homeland Security data shows migrant encounters at the southern border hit a record high in April. Journalist Bill Malugan reports border agents encountered more than 234,000 migrants. The record-setting month comes as President Joe Biden looks to end Title 42. Title 42 is a Trump-era policy allowing Border Patrol to turn away migrants at the border due to the COVID-19 pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Netflix is laying off more employees. About 150 people were let go on Tuesday. The streaming giant is trying to make up for the loss of 200,000 subscribers, the biggest drop in more than a decade. In addition, Netflix expects to lose another 2 million in the next quarter. The company plans to crack down on password sharing. The nation's biggest wildfire is growing in New Mexico. It's up to about 300,000 acres and only 26% contained. Several more counties are on standby for possible evacuations, and two national forests in the state will close on Thursday as a precaution. The governor spoke to President Joe Biden on Tuesday after he approved a disaster declaration earlier this month. In addition, six other states are battling large fires. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The countries of Finland and Sweden have formally applied to join NATO on Wednesday. Their applications come amid Russia's continuing invasion of Ukraine. The NATO Secretary General told reporters the treaty organization had formally accepted the applications, which have been in development over the past week. Several states are joining together to keep Title 42 secure at the U.S. southern border.
Oklahoma is joining a coalition of 21 states in a lawsuit against the Biden administration in hopes to keep Title 42 in place. Oklahoma Attorney General John O'Connor tells Fox News Title 42 is needed to keep his state safe and keep drugs out of the country.
There are six cartels in Mexico that are selling human beings and drugs into America right now. And I'm told by the Border Patrol that the cartels make $100 million a week selling human beings into America. And we've got to shut down those borders.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The greatest show on earth is making a comeback, but it's leaving the animal shows behind. Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey announced Wednesday their show will go on in September 2023. The Florida-based company says it's conducting a global talent search with rehearsals beginning next month for a tour next year that will visit more than 50 cities in North America. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.